Matthew chapter 1. Turn my timer on. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. We'll pick it up. Let me get there. Matthew chapter 1. We'll pick it up before that. Matthew chapter 1, 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph. Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. And while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is the Holy Ghost. Watch it. Verse 21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Verse 22, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which is spoken by the Lord the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not, till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, for the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, there's just something about that name. Lord, I love to hear that name. I'd rather hear that name, that word, than anything I think on this earth, God. It just has a ring and a rhythm to it, Lord. It just does something to me, Lord. And Father, I pray your blessing upon this message, Lord. I want to exalt your name and lift your name and magnify your name and enlighten your name and do it, Lord. And I can't do it, Lord. So I'm praying the Holy Ghost would do what I cannot do, Lord. Give us some enlightenment, Lord. Give us a new look at that name this morning and a new love for our Savior. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And His name is called Jesus. You know, He goes by the Lord Jesus Christ, but Christ is not His name. That's just a title. It means Christos. It means anointed. But His name is Jesus. The Bible said in Proverbs 22:1, it said, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. And your name means a lot. Everybody knows your name. That's what you're known by. That's your personality. That's your ID. If you're not here or something like that, Brother Don was out last week working, and they didn't say, hey, where's the big guy in the back? Not what they said. They said, heard from Brother Don? I knew exactly what they're talking about. You know? Hey, listen, that's how people know you by your name. It tells who you are, it identifies you, it personifies you, and normally your name is given to you at birth, and it'll go with you the rest of your life. Whatever it is. Yes, you get married, you get a maiden name, something like that, but your name identifies you and it tells you who you are. And people, they like to hear their names. When I talk to somebody at Walmart and I'm talking to them a little bit, I try to get their name and I say, what's your name? One of the first things they'll tell me, and I say, now Bill this and Bill that and Bill this. Bill, when did you get saved, Bill? You go to church, Bill? And people like to hear their name. It personifies them and helps them think, you know, it makes it a little informal kind of thing. People like to hear their name. You know what John the Baptist? You know what John the Baptist and Winnie the Pooh has in common? Anybody know? You know what John the Baptist and Winnie the Pooh has in common? They got the same middle name, B. Winnie the Pooh and John the Baptist. You'll get that next week. Y'all just think about that a little bit. I'm one of the first things to introduce you into the world. They say, hey, come here. I want you to meet. This is my daughter, Tara. It's her husband, Brian. They don't say, hey, this is the guy that works down there at the UPS and delivers this stuff for you. They know by their name. Your name tells you who you are, tells you all the story. And names, normally they tell a story. They tell who you are. And God has a lot of emphasis on His name in the Bible. The third commandment of the Ten Commandments, it says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. I preached about that. For the Lord would not hold him guilty to take his name in vain. And the scriptures put a lot of emphasis on the name of Jesus Christ. His name is mentioned in the King James Bible 984 times, Jesus. Oh, you cannot read very far in the New Testament without coming across the name of Jesus Christ. Matthew starts off the book of Jesus Christ. There's the name of Jesus. There's songs all over the place. I know of a name, a beautiful name, a name that came from heaven. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. That name, that name, that name. Tell me His name again, those songs sing. And there's just something about that name. As that song those ladies sing, I want to give you a few things about it. Take your Bible, turn to Ephesians chapter 1 and Philippians chapter 2. I love that name. It does something for me. I hadn't been the same since I got to know that name. Amen. That ought to be a song right there. Miss Liz, write a song. I hadn't been the same since I heard that name. That's a good one right there. Just put the lyrics in it. That'll make a pretty good message, Brother Chris. Look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20 says this, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him in his right hand in the heavenly places. Ephesians 1:21, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, watch it, in every name that is named, not only in this world, but glory to God, but also in that which is come. I want to say, first of all, it's a name that is above every name, that name. Bible said it's above every name that is named, not just in this world, but in the world which is to come. You say what? That name of Jesus. Look at Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. There's just something about that name. Philippians chapter 2, verse 6, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. All the New Bible sings that. They take away the deity, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men. Verse 9, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, watch it, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow. Things in heaven and things under the earth and things in the earth. I want to tell you, brother, that name is above every name. Amen. God gave him a name above every name. I got on the internet and there's millions of names. You know what? People name their kids crazy names. You know, when we was in school, we get a substitute teacher come in. Y'all, some of you guys probably did this too. Y'all are like me. Y'all are a little heathen. They'd say, what's your name? We'd say, Chester Drawer. Yeah. Y'all remember doing that? Yeah. What's your name? Jim Bag. What's your name? Bond. James Bond. I remember doing all that, don't you? You get a substitute teacher in there. They do that to you, Miss Tara, sometimes. Hey, listen, you play jokes on there, but there's some crazy names. I was looking at some on the internet. One guy's name is Batman Superman. His last name is Superman, for real. One guy's name is Bud Light. Bud Light. And one lady who's a lawyer, her name is Sue You. Sueyoo. Sue You. One cat, this guy, he looked freaky. I saw an arrest picture. His name is Bezuzu Doo Doo Zippity Bop Bop Bop. That's his real name. Frank Zappa, the rock star, went to hell here recently. He was an atheist. He wanted to name one of his daughters named Moon Unit. I remember that. One of his daughters named Diva Zen Muffin Pigeon. How do you like to have a name, Diva Zen Muffin Pigeon? People do some crazy names. But brother, I want to tell you, there is one name that is above every name. Every name that's been named on this earth in the world to come, there's only one name that has that title. And that's the Lord. I like that little boy one time. He was praying, you know, in the Lord's Prayer, and he heard people say, he's about 5 years old, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." And he got down there and he said, "Our Father which art in heaven, hello, what be thy name?" That's what we thought that they were saying. Well, I know what his name is. His name is Jesus. I forget a lot of names. Sometimes I forget the name of my grandkids. I forget them. You know, some have heard about this guy. One time he's up in years, he's in his 70s, and he's over there talking to his wife. He is calling her Honey Pie and Sweetie Pie and Cupcake and Cutie Woody and all that stuff. And he is just poured it on. And this one lady was watching him, and she is just looking at him. She finally comes to me. She said, "Sir, I just think it's wonderful how you got those sweet nicknames about your wife." And he said, "Well, I'll be honest with you. I forgot her name 15 years ago." Sometimes I'll forget my grandkids' name. That's pretty bad. I'll forget some names sometimes, but there's one name, bless your soul, bless God, by the grace of God, Brother Don, I'm not going to forget, and that's that precious name of Jesus. It's above every name. Amen. You can forget a lot of names. You know what I found out a few weeks ago? I told you what my name was. My name's not Stephen Terry Watkins. It's Stephen Terrell Watkins. For 63 years, Brother Don, I walked this earth with a wrong name. My wife said, she was kidding, I hope. She said, "So you want me to start calling you Carol?" I said, "You can call me that, but I'm not going to answer, amen." I done got used to Terry. I'm sticking with it, amen. I want to say, but there's a name that is above every name. And I might forget my old name, but I want to remember that one, Brother Zito. I like that illustration Bobby Bowden gave. That's a great one. When he's in that nursing home, you know, he's a big star, you know, Florida State, you know, and he's in his 80s. And he goes to these nursing homes and talks to these people, gives them motivational. And he is in there, and before he got in, he is walking around, and he came to one of the guys. He said, "Do you know who I am?" Like, you know, he's somebody. And the guy told him, I'll never forget, he said, "I don't know who you are, but if you go talk to those nice ladies up front, they can tell you who you are." Because sometimes you might just forget who you are, but bless God, you need to remember Jesus. It's a name above every name. I want to say it's above every name. Second thing I want to say about that name, take your Bible. Well, we get Matthew chapter 1. There's the attributes of that name. Names tell a story. You take my name, it's Stephen Terry Watkins. I don't care what the birth certificate says. You know what Stephen means? What does that mean, Sarah Lee? Crown one. I'm the crown. What does Terry mean, you remember? What it means? Smooth. I'm smooth. You know what Watkins means? It means kin of Watts. You know what Watts means? It means a woodworker, see? Back in the old days, when they gave your last name, it usually went with your occupation. That Chris, his family was a Nicostra, whatever that is. But that's why there's so many Smiths with a certain name of Smith, because you had blacksmith and woodsmith and goldsmith and silversmith. Most occupations were Smith. Most of your last names have something to do with your occupation or family history or something. There's the attributes of that name. But I'm going to tell you, that name, Jesus Christ, tells you a story. It tells you a story. You know what that name is? It's pronounced Yasus. Yah means God for Jehovah. Sus means saved. The name Jesus, it means Jehovah saved. That's why it says, "I shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." There's the attributes of that name. That name alone by itself tells me what he came for. In that verse, in verse 23, it said, "My holy virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted as God with us. That's Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, shall call his name Emmanuel. But nowhere in the Bible is Jesus Christ ever called Emmanuel. Except right there. Bernard McGee has some pretty good stuff about that. In his commentary, I can't read it all to you. Running out of time already. But it says about that, nowhere in the Bible, nowhere do you find Jesus called Emmanuel. But he said that name Jesus by itself tells you that is God with us. That name tells you what he came for, to die for our sins. But it tells you who he was. God with us. There's the attributes of that name. Turn over to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. That name means Jehovah saves. That name alone is enough to get you saved. Look at John chapter 1, verse 12. James, John chapter 1, verse 11. He came on his own received him not. Verse number 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that what? Believe on his name. That name will do it. Look at John chapter 2. Flip to John chapter 2. John chapter 2, verse 23. I could give you a bunch of these. John 2, 23. Now when he's in Jerusalem at the Passover and feast day, many believed on his name when they saw the miracles which he did. John chapter 3. John 3, 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, have eternal life. Verse 17. For God sent his not his Son to the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Verse 18. He that believeth on him is not condemned. He that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. There's the attributes of that name. That name's above every name. Look at Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1. Not only is there the attributes of that name, not only is that name above every name, there's the author of that name. Mary did not name Jesus. Look at Matthew chapter 1. Get Philippians chapter 2. Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. While he thought of these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Thou son of David," verse 22, "and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus." That angel gave him that name. Look at Philippians chapter 2. Verse 8, being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the death, but through the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name. God the Father named him Jesus, because that was a special name that God put on him. It's important, by the way, to give your child the right name. Like me, I've been going by the wrong name for 63 years. When I got my birth certificate, looked at Miss Terry, I said, my younger brother, Leonard, I said, "Guess what?" I said, "My name is not Stephen Terry Watkins, it's Stephen Terry Watkins." He come back, he said, "Wow! Nobody knew that. Y'all might want to check your birth certificate. You might be named Sue, Dot, before you're over with, you know. No one will tell you what's going on. You want to give him the right name." My older brother, Lamar, his name is Russell Lamar Watkins. My daddy's name's Russell. His middle name's Lamar. But everybody called him Lamar like they did me. And when we was in the first grade, this is true, I've heard my mother tell me this 100 times. In the first grade, the teacher called my mother and my daddy up there and said, "Hey, Lamar's got a hearing problem. He can't hear. We call his name every morning for the road. He never answers. He won't answer." They took him to the doctor. Had his ears checked out. The doctor said his ears are fine. And my mother asked him, said, "Lamar, why don't you answer when they call Roe?" And he said, "Mama, they never call my name." She said, "They call Daddy's name every morning, but they never call mine. They call Russell Watkins, see." Make sure you give them the right name, see. There's the author of that name. God named him, give him a name above every name. God gave him that name. It was no ordinary name. There's the author of that name. You know, Johnny Cash got that song, "A Boy Named Sue." "I gave you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. So it's that name to help to make you strong." That'd be a rough deal, wouldn't it? Some guy would giggle, I'd get mad. If some guy laugh and I'd bust his head. I tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. I used to play all that stuff. I played in country bands. I didn't like it, but I did. Just for the fun of it. You got to give him the right name. I got a friend of mine, Alan Ryman, down there in Pensacola. He's got about a zillion kids. Every time you see him and his wife down there in school, he'd have a couple under his arm and she'd have a couple under hers, and they was running all over the place. You know what he named one of them, Brother Don? Samson. Samson. Now don't you know that's just picking a fight? Of course, he's pretty tough and his kids are pretty tough. They're all passing. But I mean, maybe your kids, your name's Samson. Well, let's see if you're Samson, you know. I like that fellow. Went to the judge one time. He had his name. He wanted to get his name changed. He took it before the judge. He said, "Judge, I need to get my name changed." Well, he said, "Okay, what's the deal?" He said, "What's your name, sir?" He said, "My name is Bill Stinks." Bill Stinks. And the judge said, "Man, I can understand. That's a pretty bad name. I changed mine too. What are you going to change?" He said, "I'm going to change it to Bob Stinks." Amen. There's an author of that name, brother. There's the attributes of that name. Not only there's the author and the attributes, there's the authority of that name. Turn over to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, go to Luke 10. And we'll go to John. Colossians chapter 3. That name's above every name. Jesus. Jesus, there's just something about that name. When those ladies were singing that Thursday night, I said, "Man, there's my message right there." I already had something planned, ready to go, had it in my pocket, in my holster, ready to go. And the Lord said, "Let's preach on the name of Jesus." There's just something about that name. It's above every name. There's the attributes of it. It means Jehovah saved. There's the author. God gave him that special name that is above every name. But there's the authority of that name. Look at Colossians 3:17. Colossians 3:17, "Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father by Him." That's why we pray in Jesus' name. That's why that's that stamp of approval. That's that thing to get God's attention. That's why I say, in Jesus' name. Amen. And there are certain lot of names that have authority. A lot of them. I told you about my uncle there where I worked and got me that loan a while back.
Bill Robinson of Duck Dynasty, when he started his duck hunting thing in his book, he talks about this. He didn't have any money. He was poor as Job, you know. He didn't have $5 in his pocket. But he could make his duck calls. And this one man soon said, "You ought to start your own business." And Phil said, "How could I start a business? I hadn't got $10. What would I do?" And the guy said, "Go down to the bank and get them to go on." He said, "Okay, I'll do it." So he went down to the bank, and the bank said, "What kind of collateral you got?" He said, "What's that?" He said, "What do you own?" He said, "I don't know nothing." He said, "What kind of capital you got?" He said, "I don't know what that is either." And they said, "You can't have a loan." He went back to the guy that told him to get a loan. This guy was a rich man there in his church, Phil Robinson said. He said, "They told me I couldn't get a loan, didn't have no collateral." And that man said, "Here, take this and give it to them, see what they say." And he gave him his bank statement. He said, "When they ask for collateral, you just give them this." Phil Robinson said, he went down to that bank and said, "I want them to borrow $10,000. And the guy started laughing at him. He said, "You don't have any collateral." And Phil Robinson said, "Well, how about this?" And he gave it to him. The guy said, "What would you like the check made out to?" See, there's authority in the name. There's authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatsoever you do, do it word or deed. Do it all in the name of Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 10, 17. Go to Luke chapter 10, 17 and John 14. There's authority of that name. There's just something about that name. Boy, I've been out before. I've quoted that name and I've seen people shake. I quoted that name and I've just seen them come apart, man. There's just something about that name. I've quoted that name, mentioned that name many times, Brother Anthony. So if you at Walmart and you mention, "I'm going to tell you about Jesus," and that place will light up and they'll begin to glow and they'll start dancing and say, "Oh, I know Him." There's just something about that name. There's authority of that name. Looking over to Luke chapter 10, 17, the 70 returned into joy saying, "Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through Thy name." Look at John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Verse 13. John 14, 13. "And whatsoever you shall ask in My name, this will I do." Look at verse 26. "But with the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in My name." Flip over to John 15. John 15, verse 16. "You've not chosen Me, but I've chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that you should remain. And whatsoever you shall ask the Father in My name, they will give you." John 16, 23. "In that day you shall ask nothing. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask in My name, that will I give. Hitherto you have nothing in My name." It's all about that name, the authority of that name. All throughout the book of Acts. Acts chapter 3, 6, "And Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such I have give thee in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up and walk." Remember that's old bunk. Remember that message he preached? "Silver and gold have I none." That's an easy one to preach because none of us got silver and gold. Amen. They don't make it anymore either, by the way. Matthew 18, 20. I love this verse. Go to Matthew 18 and get Philippians chapter 2. Matthew 18. I got a bunch of them I could give you. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20 is one of my favorite verses in the whole Bible. I love it. Matthew 18, verse 20 says this. It says, "Where two or three are gathered together in My name, there am I in the midst of them." That's all I'm looking for is God. Amen. Some Thursday nights we've had a handful in here, and I'm telling you, Brother, God has broke through that thing, man. And brother, you just about have to have a seeing eye dog to get around. God gets so thick. And it might be four or five people. I've been in some places praying in the church where there's two or three people, and God gets so thick, man. Feel like you just got raptured. "Where two or three are gathered in My name, in My name, there am I in the midst." Look at Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. There's authority in that name. I tell you, the one name in this world I don't want to ever be ashamed of is Jesus Christ. No way, Jose. No way. I remember years ago, I told you, I had this old girl I witnessed to at Pensacola, and she's the wildest girl I ever seen in my life. I knew a lot of wild people, too, when I grew up. They were wild, these people. They were crazy. But this girl was wild. They fired her for not wearing enough clothes. But I kept trying to get her saved. She was just kooky as everything. She lived with a motorcycle gang. And I got her reading her Bible and everything. And they fired her. And I saw her a couple of years later at a University of West Florida up there playing tennis. And she saw me. She said, "She's just real, real strange girl." She walks. "Are you still a Jesus freak?" That's what she said. I said, "Glory to God, that's me. How you just centered on, that's what I'm all about, is Jesus Christ. Just associate me with Him, brother. There's authority in the above every name." Look at Philippians chapter 2. Philippians 2, 9. "Wherefore God hath all exalted Him, given Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow." Donald Trump is coming down. Congress is coming down. Vladimir Putin, you're coming down. Zuckerberg, you're coming down. Hitler, it's coming down. I'm going to tell you, Bill Gates, it's coming down. Every knee will bow to that name. There's the authority of that name. Not only there's authority, there's above every name, there's the attributes, there's the adoration. The adoration of that name. People like to hear their name, don't you? I like to hear mine, Terry. Not Terrell, Terry. You know how I got? I love the name Jesus. Look at my baseball caps. First thing I want is Jesus on them. See? Can't read Jesus. I'm not interested. Jesus. I want them to see it as far away as they can. Brother, I want that name in flesh and going. There's the adoration of that. I love that name. I love it. And you know the Lord likes to hear His name. He likes to hear His name. Let's take 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. And yet Romans 15 and Hebrews 13. There's adoration. God loves for you to lift up His name. He loves that name. He loves to hear you sing about that name, Miss Liz. He loves it. What He said in there. There's adoration of that name. Don't ever be ashamed of the name of Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 15, 9, or 2 Thessalonians 1, 12. That the name of Jesus, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you, and ye in Him. According to the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Look at Romans 15. Romans 15, 9. There's adoration of that name. Boy, there's so many verses about the name of Jesus. Romans 15, 9, "That the Gentiles might glorify God for His mercy, it is written, for this cause will I confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name." About that name, Jesus. Turn over to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews 13, there's adoration of that name. There's attributes of that name. That name's above every name. There's the author of the name. There's authority of that name. There's adoration of that name. God wants us to lift it up. Hebrews 13, 15. "By Him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name." Brother, we ought to be thankful for that name. There's adoration of that name. I'll tell you something else about that name. Turn to Matthew chapter 1 and go to John chapter 1. There's the attributes of that name. There's adoration of that name. That name's above every name. There's author of that name. There's authority of that name. There's just something about that name, Brother Zito. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. There's just something about that name. Woo! Look at Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. "Thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall what? Save His people for their sins." There's the atonement. The atonement is in that name. Inside that name is the salvation and atonement stuck in it. Look at John chapter 1, verse 10. "He was in the world was made by Him, the world knew Him not. He came to His own received Him not, but as many received Him, the meek power to come to the sons of God, even them that believe on His name." Acts 4:12, "Neither is there salvation any other, there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." There's the atonement found in that name. John 3:18, but he that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name." Turn to John chapter 20. Get John chapter 20 and 1 John chapter 5. There's atonement in that name. When we get on the streets, you know what we try to do? We try to put that name out as much as we can. Because sometimes just that name might be enough. Might be enough life, enough light to get some attention. Look at John chapter 20. I could give you 100 verses on this. John chapter 20, verse 31 says this, "But these things are written that you might believe on the name, believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God," watch it, "and that believing you might have life through His name." That name has the atonement built in it. Look at 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. This is a great verse. 1 John 5:11. This is one I always give somebody after they get saved. 1 John 5:11. This is the record that God has given us eternal life. This life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Watch it. "These things are written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you might have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." Hey, brother, that name has atonement in it. It's above every name. It's important to make sure you give them that name. There's the atonement of that name. Oh, not only that, there's something else about that name. There's an attack on that name. It's amazing. I got a few articles here just from last week. School. "You may not recite prayer in the name of Jesus Christ." This is this last week. This is Beaver High School in Pennsylvania. They said you can't use the name Jesus in the prayer. Here's another one. This is last week. This is Colorado. "Stop praying to Jesus." It said you can't use that name in school. Use any other name. Here's a whole article about it, Christianity Today, in Jesus' name, how they're attacking it. There's an attack upon that precious name. You know how I got the right one? Is the way the devil attacks it. They don't attack Allah. They don't attack the Easter Bunny. You know, all these jokers running around, these freedom for religion, Jesus is a myth and all that jazz. Hey, if he's a myth, let it go, Bo. Why make a big deal, Jill? Hey, he's just a myth. They're not attacking the Easter Bunny, are they? No, he's a myth. Let it go. Let people believe it. It's just a myth. There's an attack upon that name. Turn to Acts chapter 4. You say it's just a name. Boy, that name's a lot more than just a name. People hate that name. Boy, I tell you what, you just go someplace and just mention the name Jesus. You know what you'll see? You'll see people be glad or mad. Nobody will just go. They'll either go or they'll go. He'll get a response. There's just something about that name. Say it's just a name. Not that name. That name's above every name. Look over Acts chapter 14. Acts chapter 4. They attack it, but that's not nothing new. They were doing the same thing in the book of Acts. Look at it. Acts 4:17. "But that it spread no further among the people, let us straightly beat them," talking about the apostles, "that they may speak henceforth to no man in this name." Look at the next verse. "And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus." That's the same thing the devil's doing today. Nothing's changed, nothing new under the sun. Look at Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5, verse 40. "And to him they agreed, when they had called the apostles, beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. And they departed," verse 41, "from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name." Woo! Isn't that good stuff? See, it hasn't changed, folks. They hated it back then. They hate it right now. They'll throw us in jail. They'll throw them in jail. Same deal. Same folks running it. 1 Peter 4:14. "If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you." Amen. Brother, they take a swing at you for Jesus, just duck and praise God. That's all you have to do. That's all you have to do. I had a guy call me one time. There's a big ministry, and I call Wall Builders. You may have heard of them. David Barber, I think, is the guy that runs it. But about 10 or 15 years ago, they called me at Dial the Truth Ministries, and they wanted me to jump in with them. You know, I get people wanting you to do that. And they wanted to use our tracks and all this kind of business and wanted me to promote their stuff. And I said, "Well, tell me about it a little bit. What y'all got going on?" He said, "Well, what we try to do is get in the schools and teach them things and teach them about morals in the Bible." And he said this, "Well, we don't mention the name of Jesus." You know, I told him, I said, "No Jesus, no me. I'm not in." Hey, listen, morals without salvation is damnation, Bob Jones Sr. said. Hey, you can be the cleanest thing in the world and go to hell. It's Jesus Christ that'll save you. No Jesus, know me. You remember Duck Dynasty? When it came on, you know, and that was a pretty good old show. I liked them clowns, you know, and they'd talk about the Lord. And it got where they started beeping the name Jesus. Y'all remember that? When they mentioned Jesus in the show, the people in the show would beep it like it's a curse word. And they'd say, Jesus, go beep. And at the end of the show, they pray, and they always pray, and they end it say, in Jesus' name, amen. And right before they say Jesus, they'd cut it off. You know what Phil Robinson told them? He said, no Jesus, no show. And they quit beeping and they left it on. Hey, listen, if there's no Jesus, there's no use. There is no show. There's no go. There's no grow. There's no glow. There's nothing without Him, brother. I want to tell you, brother, there's that name of Jesus. There's an attack on the name right now. I'm not giving it up. You got that button now. We got no Jesus, N-O, no peace. No Jesus, K-N-O-W, no peace. No Jesus, there's no show, brother. There's nothing. There's nothing. I want to say there's the attack on His name. There's the attributes. There's authority. There's the author. There's the adoration. I'll give you one more. 36 minutes. I'm not doing too bad. My goal for Sunday morning is 45. My goal for Sunday night is 30. Probably won't make tonight, but we'll try. But I've been doing pretty good, guys. I preached that 1 hour, 11 minutes. I said, man, nobody that good, especially this boy. Nobody can preach that long. Take that 2 minutes off right there off of it, though. I want to give you the last point. Turn to Matthew chapter 19. Matthew 19. Get Acts chapter 5, which we just saw. Acts chapter 5, we'll go to Acts 15. Not only that, I want to say this morning, not only is there the authority and the author and the attributes and adoration and the attack and the above every name, but there's the allegiance to that name. I tell you, I don't want to be ashamed of Jesus Christ. I had rather die 1,000 deaths. I'd rather God kill me than I ever got to the point where I would deny the Lord Jesus or be ashamed. I mean, God just kill me right now. I don't want to be ashamed of Him. Man, He's been so good to me, it's unbelievable. I mean, I'm just blown away every day how good He's been to me. I want to be allegiance to that name. Look at Acts chapter 19, verse 29. And everyone that hath forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or clowns for My name's sake shall receive 100-fold and shall inherit everlasting life. For My name's sake, they've lost, they've given it all up. I think of the great missionaries, Hudson Taylor, John G. Patton, that was eaten by the cannibals, Jimmy Elliott, that was shot there and killed and eaten in Ecuador, Edna Johnson, David Livingston, John Gunn, on and on, that had left everything and took a one-way trip. Think of Tommy Tillman, 50 years. 50 years in the desert, Miss Martha, over there with lepers of all things, no air condition. I mean, you can't imagine the food and the water they have to have. 50 years. You say, why? Allegiance to that name. Two daughters that died. A young man, young grandson at 33 years died. And he'll come in here next week and you'll see one of the most happiest men you'll ever see in your whole life walk in that door. You say, why? He's been allegiance to that name. God said, if you give up all that, He said, I'll restore to you 100-fold. I'll take care of you. I mean, you cannot pay some of these people enough to do what they're doing. There's not enough money on this earth to pay Tommy Tillman what he's doing. But he does it because he loves that name, the allegiance of that name. The Cleghorn family over there in Indonesia, away from their children that are sick. On and on and on. We got a friend of ours, Mike Roberts, I've told you before, was in Vietnam over there and fought those North Vietnamese. I remember talking to him and Jim Lentz. I used to go fishing with them. Both of them were in Vietnam. Boy, they were soldiers, him and Lentz. I used to talk to them. I said, you ever shoot anybody? They said, oh, we shot a lot of people. We shot or killed a lot of people. He said, you live to shoot them. He said, you know they're going to shoot you and you see your buddies get killed. And they said, all you dream about over is trying to kill these people. That's your whole motive for loving. He said, they teach you to kill. He said, you never realize how much you could hate somebody and want to kill people like you do over there. That's how much you hated them. Mike Roberts got saved when he got back over here. You know where he is now? He's a missionary in North Vietnamese, the same people he tried to kill. He's over there in communist North Korea. We can't even give, you can't even mention his name on websites. We don't even know if he's alive or not. He took his fat wife and kids over. Well, no, it's a one-way ticket, brother, when you go over there. You say, why? Allegiance to that name. Look at Acts chapter 5. We just seen this. It said Acts 5:41, they were rejoicing after they beaten that they were counted worthy to suffer shame in His name. Turn to Acts chapter 15. I could give you many, many, many more. There's allegiance to that name. Acts chapter 15, 25. Verse 26, it said, men that have hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 21, 13, Paul's over there and they mentioned to him, that prophet, that he's going to die in Jerusalem. Verse 13, Acts 21, 13, then Paul answered, what mean you to weep and break mine heart? For I'm not ready to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, brethren, there's an allegiance to that name. There's something about that name. It's not just a name. It's above every name. Those men all through there, I could give you verse after verse after verse of these men. They lay down their life for Jesus Christ. There's an allegiance to this name. When this life is over, and mine's going fast, Miss Carol, I've been at this church over 8 years. Brother Don, I came in this church May 2010, 18. The Zitos came here 7/13/2014. They've been here 4 years. It seemed like yesterday walking the door. 4 years. I've been pastoring this church, fixing to be on 5 years. That quick. This life is so short. Remember, Brother Earl preached about that thing, and I've heard people preach it. You know what your life is? It's that hyphen. 1955, when I was born, hyphen. Your life's about that quick. It's a hyphen. You're going to go through this life. You're going to have broken dreams. You're going to have tears. You're going to have problems. You're going to lose jobs. All everything in the world is going to happen. There's going to be so many things. But at the end, the only thing that's going to keep you through this thing is the name of Jesus Christ. There's going to be some times, man, you'll get that raise, man, and you'll get so excited. There'll be times that last day of school before summer, Miss Terry, you jump out, click your heels. And then there's going to be that time like this Wednesday, you're going to have to get up and go back there to the animals and... Going to be mountaintops. Going to be valleys. There's going to be sickness. You're going to go to the doctor and they're going to give you some bad news one day. Lord tarries. You're going to bury loved ones. You're going to go through all those things. I'm going to tell you, friend, the only thing that's going to get you through is allegiance to that name. That's it. C.G. Studd had that great saying, I never forget, and that's been something I've kept on my heart for years and years. Only one life will soon be passed. And it'll be fast. Only what's done for Christ will last. Because I'm going to tell you, when you get through it, there's only one name you need to remember. And that's Jesus. You may forget your own name. You may forget your kid's name. You may forget your wife's name. You may forget everybody's name. But brother, don't forget that one. I read an illustration, a preacher named Dr. A.J. Gordon. His name was Adnan Judson Gordon. He was named after the famous missionary. Dad was a Baptist preacher. He became a Baptist preacher. He went home to be the Lord in 1895, Dr. Gordon did. He had really a scholarly guy. He pastored his big church and everything. And he had this lady in his church, and she grew up in church, and she knew her Bible well. She memorized her Bible, read that Bible, loved that Bible. And it caught up in life. She got older, and they had to keep her on the bed, bedridden. She couldn't get out of bed. Her mind began going. And she lay in bed. She could no longer read. Her eyesight was bad. She lay in the bed and just quote Bible verses. For me to live is Christ and to your eyes gain. She just knew so many. She just quoted them, Brother Zito. She just lay up there. Couldn't read anymore. Her eyes were gone. But she knew verses and she just kept quoting them. As the days kept getting going and Father Time kept going and her age kept going, she got where she couldn't remember so many verses anymore. The only one she started was left with Matthew 1:21. And she started saying, but thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And all day she just quote that in bed. For thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. For thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. After a while, her mind began to go a little bit more. And all she could remember was, for thou shalt call his name Jesus. For thou shalt call his name Jesus. For thou shalt call his name Jesus. And right before her died, Miss Rachel, her mind kept going. And all she was saying was, Jesus. You see, that's enough. That's what it's all about. You may lose everything before it's over with, but keep that name. Let's bow our heads this morning. Father, we thank you this morning for the name that's far above every name, this name, not only this world and that world which has come, Lord. We thank you for that name. Thank you, Lord, for the attributes. And thank you for the authority. Thank you for the atonement, Lord, of that name. Thank you, Lord, for the adoration of that name, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that allegiance to that name. Help us to be true to it, Lord. Realize how important it is, how important to make sure people know about that name, Lord. It's not just a name, Lord. That name has a lot of weight, has a lot of influence, Lord. Help us to be faithful to it, Lord. And Lord, we love you this morning. I'm so thankful you saved my old soul for 43 years ago, Lord. I hadn't got over it yet. It's just still I'm still surreal to me, Lord. It's just unbelievable, Lord, what I'm doing today, Lord, where I was. I'm still this long way, Lord. It's like it's just unbelievable. But I love you, Lord, with all my heart and mind, body, and soul, Lord. And Lord, I long for the day to meet you one day and see you, Lord. I long for that day. Lord, pray your blessing upon the rest of the day. We ask you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.